Chapter 8. The Magic Hat. Dorothy ran to the garden, and she found the lion. He was very happy to learn about the witch.
"Let's find the Tin Woodman and the Scarecrow," said the lion.
They found the Tin Woodman first. Dorothy took the bottle of oil from her basket, and she put the oil on his body. Then he could move again.
"Thank you," said the Tin Woodman.
Then they looked for the Scarecrow for 2 days, until they found his head, body, arms, and legs in a tall tree.
"I will cut down the tree," said the Tin Woodman.
He used his axe, and the tree fell. Dorothy took the parts and made the Scarecrow again. He looked as good as a new Scarecrow.
"Thank you for helping me," said the Scarecrow many times.
The friends stayed in the Wicked Witch's palace for 3 days, but Dorothy started to think about Aunt Em again.
"We must go back to the Wizard of Oz tomorrow," she told her friends.
The next morning, Dorothy looked in the witch's cupboard for food for the journey. She saw the witch's special hat in there, and she put it on her head. She didn't know about its magic, but it looked good. Everyone started walking, but it was very difficult because there was no road. The friends walked for many days, but they could not find the Emerald City. They were very tired, and they began to think, "We will never see Oz again." One morning, Dorothy sat down in the grass, and she looked up at her friends.
"How will we find the Emerald City?" she said.
"It's many miles away," said a little gray mouse in the grass.
The mouse looked up at Dorothy's hat.
"But you have a magic hat. It can bring flying monkeys here, and they will carry you to the Emerald City."
"Will the monkeys hurt us?" said Dorothy.
"No, they must help you because you're wearing the hat," said the mouse. "You're their ruler now. Say the words inside the hat and they will come. Goodbye."
The mouse ran into the grass. Dorothy looked inside the hat and she read the words.
"Fly to me, monkeys!"
Then Dorothy and her friends heard loud noises, and lots of monkeys flew to them.
"What can we do for you?"
one monkey asked Dorothy.
"We'd like to go to the Emerald City," said the girl.
"We'll carry you,"
the monkey answered. Two monkeys took Dorothy in their arms, and they flew her quickly to the Emerald City. Other monkeys took the Scarecrow, the Tin Woodman, and the lion. Then one little monkey got Toto, and it flew after them.